Good morning. I'd like to call the August 2018 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission to order. If you please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by the invocation, which will be given by Mr. Ed Tankard.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Tankard.
Lord, let us pray. As our nation mourns the loss of John McCain, great Arizona senator, naval aviator, and proud patriot, we gather today as a function of the democracy for which he dedicated his life. Just as he believed in the rule of law, the equality of citizens, and the stewardship of our natural resources, gives us strength to affirm these American principles here today. For this we pray. Amen.
Amen. Very well done, Mr. Tankard. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let the record reflect that we do have a quorum, a very bare quorum, but a quorum. It's that time of the year where vacations are in place and different things going on, but anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, you've had the opportunity to look at the agenda. Are there any additions, corrections, or deletions to the agenda by staff? Mr. O'Reilly, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Commissioner. Good morning, members of the Commission. Staff is requesting to add one item, and that would be a closure of the commercial cobia fishery. It wouldn't be immediate, and Mr. Gear will fill you in if you do want to add that to the agenda.
I think it's a matter of necessity that we do add that to the agenda. What's the pleasure of the Commission to on the agenda? Is there any other additions, modifications, or deletions, corrections by members of the Commission?
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
With the addition.
With the addition.
Motion made by Mr. Zedrin to move the or approve the agenda as amended. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Dr. Neal. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Thank you, Mr. O'Reilly.